47 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. And the man who's going to have the Powderhorn Halftime Show tonight, James Timberlake, joining me. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Pretty good. Ready for a beautiful weekend.
Yeah. Should be gorgeous.
You didn't dress up, man.
No, I'm not.
You're not a happy Halloween kind of guy.
No, I'm not a go, because I'd have to buy something in order to for me to dress up, and I'm not somebody that's going to do that for one day.
I would have to buy something.
I'd have to buy a suit or an outfit or whatever.
Okay,
you know?
So let me ask you this: if I bought this outfit costume for you, what would you go as?
Well, I wouldn't be going anywhere.
I know.
So what would I be sitting at home?
James,
as?
You're really gonna get you. What would you be going out as? And I'd even buy it for you.
I'd want to do the. I would do one of the inflatable like T-Rexes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, yeah.
I'd do one of those.
You do one of those. So if you were going out,
yeah, I'd be one of the inflatable T-Rexes.
You do an inflatable T-Rex,
yeah, or any of the other inflatable ones that are kind of fun. I like those. I like T-Rexes. I saw one that was a toilet the other day.
Inflatable?
Yeah, your legs go through the bottom of the toilet, and then the rest of you are just the toilet.
Seen that
There's a lot of them.
I know. You go to any of the big discount stores, my oh my, what a selection. We've done some pretty creative decorating up here at Sheridan Media Offices, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're surrounded, your desk is.
I am merely, I consider myself the canvas for their decorations to be placed upon,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. So we've got some really cool, got a witch's cauldron with the witch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got some cool stuff going on. So happy Halloween. Be careful out there. Today, Dan Rather, CBS Evening News anchor back in the day, is 94. And Jane Pauley, an NBC Today co-anchor at the time, is 75 today.
All right.
It is Halloween. Careful. It's also Caramel Apple Day.
Okay.
Like it. Carve a pumpkin. You going to carve a pumpkin?
No, I don't have the patience for that, I'll be honest with you. I'm usually a pretty patient person.
I was going to say, you don't have patience, Jane.
Yeah, that's
the more patient people I know.
That's the one that I struggle with.
Yeah.
Not the one. There's multiple things probably that I struggle with, but carving a pumpkin, I'm just, you know, not
you
for me.
Are.
Because you got to saw everything. You got to trace it first. I mean, if you're good, you don't have to trace it, but I'm not good, so.
See, I get through it in a hurry because you know me, how patient I am.
Oh, so you're like I don't care about the quality. I just want to get it done.
I just want to just saw this bad boy up and get going.
Okay.
It's a scary pumpkin, right? So if I don't do very good, it's a scary pumpkin.
True.
Right?
So you could just make it.
It's a win-win.
It's just an abstract pumpkin. That's what you'll call it.
Right. Good one.
The beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. I just can't believe you don't have patience. You had patience for me.
I don't have patience for that.
You had patience with me the other day when we sat down. I had to have you work me through this issue with constant contact.
Yeah, you know, that one was the patience was waning.
Was it?
It was there, but it was slowly ticking down.
I was camped out at James's desk, and we were going through this together. But he was very patient.
There's only so much you can do, when it comes to like customer service, because it's like you're in there. Like, what am I? If I get angry or impatient, what am I going to? It's not going to change anything.
Right.
We're still here.
You're right.
Absolutely. In fact, the person on the other line who holds all the cards is right. Only going to, they might even go slower just because this is
That's
annoying
right.
for me.
That's right. There you go. Okay. We got off on Carve a Pumpkin Day. Hey, I want to thank Joe who gave us the email yesterday about ticker tapes, you know, the skinny paper that comes out of the stock market machines. Mm. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
They don't use those anymore, obviously, but they used to be all over the floor. You know, throw them all over the place. Joe, thanks for sending your email to us. We always appreciate you listening to the morning show and all our great listeners that listen to us.
I thought maybe you sent ticker tape.
Sent her ticker tape?
Yeah, I thought he maybe sent some ticker tape.
No, she didn't. It was J-O, Joe. I'm
assuming my bad.
It's a female.
She sent.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, I should have said that. Candy Apple Day, as I mentioned. Doorbell Day. That's apropos.
Yeah.
Frankenstein Friday.
Sure. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Increase Your Psychic Powers Day. There okay. you go.
Sure.
Yeah. Knock knock jokes day.
Okay.
You know any?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. I got to put you under the gun
Don't put me on the spot on that.
Yeah. You're very patient. You might come back with one. It's magic day today.
Okay.
Scare a friend.
That makes sense.
Okay. I'll raise my hand on this one because I probably did a little bit. Sneak some candy for yourself before the kids start trick-or-treating day.
You were somebody that did that?
Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah. I would do that too, though, to be fair, if it were me.
Okay. Trick-or-treat for UNICEF day today. And sure. World Savings Day. What else is it today?
It's World Savings Day?
Yeah, World Savings. Like, save some money.
Okay. Sure.
Put some money away. November, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's All Saints Day tomorrow.
Right.
Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. It is also Book Lovers Day, James.
There we go.
It's your day.
Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it?
You're still reading that 16,000-page encyclopedia book?
No, it's not that. It's it's about 560, I think, or something like that. It's not that big. I mean, there are books on my list that are about 1,500 pages.
James, to me, that's an encyclopedia. It's like one of those big old encyclopedias we used to have in school, man.
Yeah, but, hey, it's got better content than the encyclopedia.
It's a large book, and there aren't any pictures, James.
That's true.
So there you
but
go.
But for some people, they like
I
me.
Know. You're a book lover.
We enjoy it.
Good for you. I like that. I'll live through you. I'll just bring you books
yeah,
or something.
I'll just,
then,
well,
then you
I'll
can just let
you.
Me know how it turns
I'll
out.
I'll just be like, hey, yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah, good book. Here's how it ends.
And that's you living through me. I'm going to live through you. Through me for that.
I am. It's also Go Cook for Your Pets Day.
Okay, sure.
Careful what you cook, but yeah. Be careful. Vinegar Day. World Vegan Day.
Okay.
Go the Extra Mile Day. I like that.
This is November 1st, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow. Go the Extra Mile Day. I like
sure.
it. Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get outside. Well, first thing I have to do, unfortunately, is finish raking the leaves.
Yep.
The front of my house. Get that done, and then I might do a little hiking tomorrow.
Isn't Saturday, November 1st, that's the start of Dia de los Muertos, too, isn't it? Day of the Dead, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe you are. I think you're right.
The first through the second? Yeah, first and
it's
second.
It's the second. Yeah, the first and second. Day of the Dead,
they
yeah.
prepare on the yeah. first and then celebrate the second.
All Souls Day like. Is Sunday, too, mm-hmm. November 2nd. All Souls Day. Cookie Monster Day on November 2nd. That's Sunday. Deviled Egg Day. All right. Where's a lot of days.
I'm not a deviled egg person.
You don't? Really?
No, not really. I'm okay with like...
Think about the only time it ever happens around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm right? kind of the same way. Or like, I don't know why they became like a popular event food. Like people will bring
they are.
Deviled eggs,
eggs
to events.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Which is
right.
like kind of odd because I've always thought they smelled bad. You know,
right?
But
yeah,
anyways.
Growing up, you'd just say, "Bring a potluck dish," and you could always probably bet your house
yeah,
that there was going to be
eggs.
A deviled egg tray there. Probably too many of them. Look for Circles Day on Sunday.
Look for Circles
look
Day.
Look for circles.
Sure.
Yeah. What else? Oh, of course, it's the end of daylight saving time.
Right.
So
tonight,
we got to turn
tomorrow.
Our clocks back 1 hour before going to bed Saturday night.
When does it officially end? Like
2 a.m.
Sunday
morning? And it's 2 a.m.
Saturday
morning? Yeah, 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So when you go to bed Saturday night, Sunday officially at 2 a.m. Now, if you want to set your alarm clock and wake up, and turn something back that you have. There's probably not very many things. It's just, you know, you can fix the clock on your microwave because how many people's clocks on their microwave are accurate?
Yeah, not very many.
Probably, I'm venturing to guess, if I hold two hands up, maybe one. Some people are anal, you know, about that.
Yeah.
You know, keep it up. So, yeah. Mega Millions. Go buy. I got to go get one. Got to make a point to get one.
Tonight. Lottery tickets are like those things that you always tell yourself you're going to get.
We've told ourselves all week long. We're going to go buy one. Yeah. Jackpot tonight. Tonight. $754 million.
So it is tonight.
It is tonight. All right. So, go do that. Because if you don't buy one, you can't win. Cost of Halloween candy. Scary.
And you probably won't even if you do buy one.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes.
Scary. Halloween here. New data shows the cost of Halloween candy is up across the board.
Anybody that's buying Halloween candy today, though, I mean, they got you right where they want you. This is the day that they get you. They're like, hey, we're going to hike these prices up about 15% for the last second.
Then you can go get them at 50% off tomorrow.
Well, that's what I mean. Right. They hike it up today and then drop it. Because they're like, oh, well, I got all these last second people. They got to buy candy.
Check this out. In China, public restrooms have implemented a new system requiring the user to watch an advertisement before receiving any toilet paper.
Ugh. That's the worst. Less of that, please. Please.
You got to scan a QR code on your smartphone on a smart dispenser that'll play the ad before you can get any toilet paper. Well, at least they don't do before you can go.
Well, so America.
Are you including me on that?
Well, no. We kind of have some of that depending on where you're. Like, there's advertisements inside of stalls when you go to certain places, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you have, like, screens that play ads in stalls, which is
right
maddening.
Or you just have that poster that's above the bathroom.
Right. And I'm like, I don't need it to be advertised every second of every day, you know?
Since the government shut down, we don't talk politics, James. Right. But.
Well, they don't either, apparently.
They're not talking either. With the federal government shut down, Yosemite National Park.
Yeah.
There's a huge uptick. Base jumping from El Capitan.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Who's going to stop them?
Right. Several jumps were seen on the first day and all this month happening. Base jumping is illegal in all national parks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That jump off El Capitan is like 3,000 feet.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a small jump.
No.
Why is it called base jumping?
Because you're on the base and you just jump and you're heading to the base.
Huh.
I didn't invent it. All right.
Oh, it's something. There's four categories: buildings, antennas, spans, and earth.